especially live this hour, for we are joined by Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans. Their new double album, All In, just came out earlier this year. They're on tour now. Just got back from New Orleans, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And a lot more shows coming up as we get further into the spring, including some locally. Sadie Rock and the MadRyans.com, their website. And we're going to hear a lot of great music from them coming up in the next half hour. Thanks to all four of you for being here in the studio. I'm going to just kick it right over to you. What are we going to hear first?
Thank you so much for having us. We're so happy to be here. The first song that we're going to play is the lead single off of our new album. It's called Take What You Can Get.
Take it away. We got a lot more from Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans coming up throughout the next 20 minutes as Live and Local continues. Again, the new double album is called All In. More from them and that album when Live and Local continues after this on The Hill. 6:12 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live on The Hill. We are live and local this hour with local music, especially live as we are joined by Sadie, Landon, Aegis, and Rachel, Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans, Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans.com, their website. Their new double album is called All In, just out earlier this year, and they're on tour now. Thank you all so much for being with us in the studio today. I got a chance to listen to the album earlier. It's awesome, and that first single is terrific.
Thank you so much. We're really happy to be here. We're so happy that you had us here.
Awesome. So you got to tell us about the name of the band, because you're Sadie. There are no Ryans. So what's the name about?
It's kind of an anticlimactic story. There are no Ryans in the band. There never were. There may never be. But
the last part sounds real ominous for some reason.
We don't know. We don't know what the future holds.
Yeah. We refuse to hire anyone named Ryan.
That's fair.
That's just something that Aegis just decided. So I guess that's a new rule.
Yep.
But we were talking about band names in the car one time years and years ago, and my little brother said, you should call it Sadie Rock and the guys named Ryan. And it's almost short enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So we took away a couple syllables and made it Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans. And Mad Ryans is a little more of a strategic choice. Mad insinuates a lot of different feelings and emotions.
We're all mad here.
Mad as in crazy, mad as in excess, mad skills, mad as in angry.
Awesome. How'd you come together as a band?
Well, this project has been in the works for like 7 years, maybe, since I started trying to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
This lineup has been a year.
Just
now.
A little over, yeah.
But there were a lot of different, there were a lot of different lineups, but I found Landon 3 years ago, and that was when the two of us started playing together, and then Aegis came on just about a year ago, like a year and a couple months ago.
I'd stalked them, I tracked them down.
We were holding
for
a year at least with no bass player. We were holding out for the right bass player after our previous one had moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And we auditioned some people, and nobody was really clicking. Like, they were great. We auditioned some great people. But once Aegis came along, we were like, yep, that's all good.
Awesome.
And Rachel's our manager. Rachel is she's been with us from the very beginning.
Awesome. Very cool. So the album, the new album, All In, is your second album, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and it's a double album. So what goes into the decision, like, we've got all of these songs, we're not going to do two separate albums, we're just going to do it all in one?
Well, it was 3 years about between the release of the first album and the second album, and we really wanted to catch up,
mm-hmm.
where we wanted to record most of our songs that we had, most of the good songs that we were playing live, so that we could move on to recording really new material,
mm-hmm.
which I know is a privilege to be able to do, to be able to record brand new stuff, but we thought we could do it if we did a double album, and so we hope that we won't get behind again, but this was a huge, we really wanted to try to raise enough money and to have the time to do a double album, which we did, thanks to like an awesome community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who all is behind the scenes making this making the album come together?
Well, Rachel is behind the scenes making the album come together. Mm-hmm. Our manager does everything, but we did an amazingly successful crowdfunding campaign,
mm-hmm.
where we raised over $10,000 with our friends and supporters contributing bits, and so that was a huge. Huge aspect, and everybody, people, our friends and our supporters come to our shows, and of course that makes us able to record and to put out more albums. And of course, our amazing sound engineer, who did, mm-hmm. who agreed to be in the studio with us for 3 weeks straight, Paul Moran, from Emerge in Raleigh. He's the genius behind the engineering, mixing, and mastering. He did it all by himself, pretty much.
Awesome. What's the reaction been?
So we haven't heard any bad things so far, really. I mean, of course, people are not gonna usually come out and be like, your album sucks, but we've had a lot of great support, and we're really happy with how our supporters have, I think, have been happy with what they paid for.
Awesome. That is actually really interesting, because like, we just got done with an election, and I know a lot of like people who ran for local office, and if you're running for local office, like, and people don't like you, they will come up to you and tell you that to your face.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're a musician, not so much. Like, if people like you, then they'll come up to you, but if they don't, then they just kind of stay away.
Well, that's what
I hope.
People I think tell you more if you're a musician if they like you. But sometimes we'll find out that somebody is listening to our album who we have never even heard, mm-hmm. from. Like, we found out, like, a couple of stations were spinning our album that we were like, why didn't you tell us? We were so happy.
Awesome. Well, again, the band is Sadie Rock and the Mad Orions. SadieRockandTheMadOrions.com. The website, the album is All In. It's available now. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
All right. This one's called Movement.
All right. Go for it.
Life all planned. He's gonna go to school and be a working man. This
attention.
Awesome. We are listening to Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans' new double album, All In, out now. We'll have a little bit more from the band after this as Live and Local continues right here on the Hill. Stay with us. Live and Local this hour with local music, joined in the studio by Sadie Rock and the Mad Ryans. Sadie, Landon, Aegis, and Rachel here in the studio. New double album called All In is out now. We've heard the first single off of it and a lot more great music where that came from on the album, so check it out. So y'all are on tour right now, just got back from New Orleans. How did that go?
It was so awesome. It was a wonderful experience. First time playing out of state for this band.
Why New Orleans?
Well, my uncle has restaurants in New Orleans, and so we played at one of his restaurants called Bure. It's the best food in the world.
Awesome.
But obviously, New Orleans is a great music city, the best in America, arguably. And so it's excellent that we got to get our foot in the door there. And we have a small fan base there. We know a lot of people there compared to like other random cities in the U.S. And so it was so awesome to get to play there.
Awesome. What's your best New Orleans story? Like, you were there for a few days, right?
A few days. Oh, what's our best New Orleans story? I mean, the mac and cheese. We ate a huge vat of mac and cheese. After our set, we were supposed to eat dinner at Bure at the restaurant, but they had just done, like, a whole hog outdoor, like, barbecue thing.
Nice.
So I had this huge, like, hotel pan full of macaroni and cheese left over. And they're like, hey, you guys want some mac and cheese? We were like, sure. But they gave us, like, all of it.
They just gave us free food.
Yeah, that's...
We were up to
the task. Yeah. We ate it all.
That's what I got into this business for, was the free food.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I thought you were going to say the mac and cheese from Bure.
Yeah. I mean, that's the highest level, but I mean, just the free food in general.
It's good. It's a good time. It's nice to eat for free.
So where does the tour take you now?
Well, this weekend we're heading to Philadelphia, to a place called The Fire. But the next local gig that we have is on April 14th at Tin Roof in Raleigh.
Awesome.
Very excited, our second time playing there. We love that place.
It's a great place.
Fantastic. So what is then coming up for you next after the tour wraps up? You have more songs, more recording, more touring? What's up?
We're diving right into the next album.
Nice.
We're going to be practicing for the next album immediately after we have another rehearsal, which is presumably after we get back from the tour.
Okay.
Awesome. Very cool. So again, Sadie Rock and the Mad Orions.com, the website. Go there and find out more information. The new album is out now called All In. Why All In, by the way? What was the origin of the title?
That's our gig.
Number of things.
It's everything.
Sounds good.
Every aspect. We're all in to music as a path in life. We put all of our songs in. I mean, almost, although we put a lot of songs on the album, so all in on the track list. What else, guys? I mean, it's every, we're all in. We're all in.
It's kind of an attitude. It's kind of an attitude of just being totally in.
Totally
to
committed.
This project.
Yeah.
Just living for the moment, you know?
Awesome. Again, All In, the album. Get it now. It's available. Sadie Rock and the Mad Orions.com. April 14th, right at Tin Roof in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Next local show, so check it out. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to hear last?
All right. This one is also a single that we released. It's called Jumping Off a Train.
Go for it. Is All In. The next show is April 14th at Tin Roof in Raleigh. The website is Sadie Rock and the Mad Orions.com. Go there, find out more information. Sadie, Landon, Aegis, Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome.